It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. The population of fish in the coastal waters of the United States is slowly recovering from a disastrous plunge in the late 1980s. In 1996, the Magnuson-Stevens Act was amended to require the rebuilding of overfished stocks by regulating and restricting the amount and types of fish that can be caught. Now, 10 years later, a team of scientists has assessed the effects of the law. One of them is Andy Rosenberg, former deputy director of the National Marine Fisheries Service. He now teaches at the University of New Hampshire. Hi, Professor.
Hello, Steve.
Now, you recently authored an article that you called Rebuilding U.S. Fisheries Progress and Problems. Just how many fish stocks did you study, and, well, how are they doing?
Well, we looked at 74 commercially and recreationally important fish stocks. For 67 stocks, the requirements of the law have resulted in rebuilding plans being implemented. And the result was somewhat surprising to me. We found when we looked at the 67 stocks that have been included in rebuilding plans, 45% of those stocks are still being overfished, even though they're under a rebuilding plan. And so one of the questions we have to ask is, so why are we still overfishing stocks when they're supposed to be under rebuilding plans?
Well, that certainly does sound like the question, doesn't it? I mean, what can we do to improve this rebuilding process?
There is a tremendous pressure from, and it's really political pressure in a lot of ways, from the fishing industry to slow down the implementation of any restrictions. Unfortunately, that means that in many cases, instead of actually addressing the problem of overfishing up front, we've had these very slow phase-in programs that reduce fishing a little bit every year. That can often be detrimental because it's not as if the fish want to wait for us to adjust. They're not terribly concerned with whether, you know, humans are adjusting to changes in the way that they operate their businesses. The stocks continue to decline and we dig a deeper and deeper hole.
Which species are having the most trouble right now?
Well, cod in the Northeast is sort of a poster child for overfishing. It's been a long-term problem. It's causing incredible adjustment difficulties in the fishing industry. In the Pacific coast, there are serious problems with the so-called rockfish. There's a lot of species of rockfish, more than 60 species. But there are a few species that are primarily been commercial and in part recreational targets, and they are struggling. They're very slow-growing, very low-production species, so it takes them a long time to recover. In the Gulf of Mexico, species like red snapper and some of the snappers and groupers have been overfished for a long time. And it's really important to note that in all cases, the fundamental issue is, can you reduce fishing pressure? Sure, there are environmental variations from year to year. That's important. But fishing pressure is also always important if it's at a high level. And so unless you address the impacts of fishing, you're really not going to rebuild most resources. It just doesn't happen.
Now, the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which deals with the management of U.S. fisheries, is up for renewal. There's a bill that's passed the Senate, and there's another in the House. Professor, what kind of legislation do you see as necessary to improve rebuilding programs in the future?
Well, the Magnuson-Stevens Act is a really good piece of legislation. The revisions that have been made by the Senate, again, I think make some real progress. I think what needs to be included is we need to hold on to the basic framework of the rebuilding requirement, and we need to strengthen it. And we need to strengthen it by ensuring that overfishing is ended as quickly as possible.
Andy Rosenberg is a former deputy director of the National Marine Fisheries Service and teaches at the University of New Hampshire. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you very much, Steve.